This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Yasmin Levy is an Israeli singer whose musical influences span several centuries and at least two continents. Yasmin Levy's voice and songs are keeping a near extinct language and culture alive. It's called Ladino, a Judeo-Spanish mix. Ladino is the legacy of the Jewish community expelled from Spain in 1492. The music has traveled a long way in the past 500 years, from Spain to North Africa, the Balkans, and Israel. And now, the Jerusalem-born Yasmin Levy has a new album called Sentir, and this is the first track entitled Mi Corazón.
Mi corazón debajo de tu ventana.
Yasmin Levy will be performing at the Somerville Theater as part of the Boston Jewish Music Festival on Wednesday, March 9th. And she joins us from North Carolina to talk about her work and her new CD. And Yasmin, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks for inviting me. I'm happy.
It's a lovely CD. You sing beautifully. How were you introduced to Ladino culture and music?
I am the daughter of a Yitzhak Levy. He actually was a composer, a singer, and a cantor. And he dedicated his life to collecting and preserving the Sephardi songs. He considered to be the person who saved those songs from disappearing because they were passed down orally from generation to generation for hundreds of years. And he was the first one to actually write down the lyrics and the melody of hundreds of songs. So that's how actually I grew up, you know, in a Sephardi family.
And your father died when you were just 1 year old, and yet he's been
true.
A constant presence in your life, right?
It's true. I grew up listening to his voice, and it was very important for my mom that we listen, you know, to his singing and to those songs. She taught me those songs, and actually she speaks of him as if he were alive. I mean, every day he's still with us, and a great, you know, very dominant image or figure, I don't know, in my life, still today.
Well, let's listen to a song on your CD, Sentir, where you're actually singing with your father. It's called Una Pastora, or A Shepherdess.
Yes.
Una pastora yo a mi, una hija hermosa, de mi chiques yo la adori, mas que ano.
Estábamos en la huerta sentados. Le dije yo por ti mi flor, me muero de amor. Le dije yo por ti mi flor, me muero de amor.
It was a dream of many years, but I was afraid because of the admiration and the respect that I feel for him. And for the first time before this duet, I had to see myself as an equal singer who sings a duet with another singer. This is a 50-year-old recording.
Wow. And so how did it make you feel when it came out? Because I must say, listening to it, there's no sense that there's a 50-year gap between father and daughter there. There really is a sense of you guys being together in the moment.
It's great. I'm so happy to hear.
Well, it's a lovely duet. Yasmin, let's listen to another traditional Ladino melody from your album. This is called Jaco. Your music is such a rich blend. I hear sort of Moorish influences. There's Spanish flamenco, Judeo-Spanish ballads. Has it been difficult to create this fusion of all these ancient traditions and offer it to a modern audience, I guess?
For me, the minute that I started to sing, I've realized that if I continue singing those songs in a traditional way, it won't last long. And I always wanted to make them more approachable and interesting for younger people and people around the world who has nothing to do with this tradition and with this language. And this is where I've decided to open those beautiful ancient songs to other musical influences. And this is where I started to mix with flamenco and Turkish music and Arabic music. And the result is that today, those days, I have, you know, listeners from all over the world and you know, young people. And this is great because otherwise it won't survive.
Mm. Well, speaking of other traditions, you spent time studying in Spain, and I'm wondering if we can listen to another track that reflects that. This is called El Amor Contigo.
Nunca pedí que tú me amas y que me descubras tus secretos, que me esperes impaciente, que me defemes por las noches, que me seques lágrimas, que me hagas reír. Solo pedí poco derramarte.
Yasmin, I love that. So I hear, I mean, obviously the Spanish influence is so clear. There's a flamenco kind of beat going on there. Can you talk about that? Were you drawn to flamenco?
I always missed the passion in singing Ladino because everybody sang, you know, the same. And people used to treat those songs as something very fragile and ancient. And when I discovered the flamenco, it was all about passion. And this is where I just couldn't let go of it anymore. And this song is not Ladino, and it's just a song which I compose, which I usually do. So it's important for me to compose and to write my own songs where I can get totally freedom, you know, and I can sing the way I want.
Mm. Yasmin, I read that your blend of styles hasn't always pleased everyone, that you've been sort of caught between flamenco traditionalists who've regarded you something as an interloper and Israeli musical purists who worry that you've been diluting your father's Ladino tradition. Can you talk about that? Has that been difficult for you?
You know, I had to explain myself and to apologize for that for, I think, 7 years, because I took the tradition and I've changed it. And I, people did not accept that, you know, the traditional people, the community actually, most of it in Jerusalem. And they did not understand why this young woman, the daughter of Yitzhak Levi, that everybody expected to do it their way, I mean, the way they wanted me to sing, she comes and she makes those songs Christians again, and she, and Arabic, you know, Muslims again. It's not Jewish anymore. And I never understood why did he not accept that? Because, you know, I brought those songs, you know, to the rest of the world. But then I realized that they grew up listening to those songs in a very particular way. But I think today, when they see that I've managed to bring those songs to stages around the world, they respect that so much.
Well, we'd like to end this segment with you with music. Thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate
Thank
it so
you.
Much.
It has been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
This is music from Yasmin Levy. Her new CD is entitled Sentir, and Yasmin Levy will be performing at the Somerville Theater as part of the Boston Jewish Music Festival on Wednesday, March 9th.
¿Por qué? Porque la vida perdió su valor.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com.
Our show is produced by Adam Ragusa, Jessica Alpert, and Dan Mauzy. We received extra help this week from producers Rachel Gottbaum and Kirk Carapeza. Our interns are Amory Sivertson and Anna Pinker.
Jeremy Bernfeld is our web producer. Tim Skog is our technical director.
Our executive producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Have a great weekend.
And join us again on Monday for more Radio Boston.
¿Por qué? Porque los niños dejaron de soñar, porque las madres no dejan de llorar. Yo me pregunto cómo nos venimos.